I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Believe it or not, deer season opens in West Virginia next week. Yeah, an early September hunting season for the Mountain State this year. We'll preview it coming up in just a moment.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for $400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for $600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
It seems a little odd, but yes, there will be September deer hunting in West Virginia.
This fall, we've got a couple special early seasons. An early antlerless deer archery season that'll be opening here soon on September 14th. Run for 6 days through September 19th. And then the following week, we've got an early muzzleloader season from September 21st through September 26th. So both these seasons are for antlerless deer only in select counties across the state. Primarily, there's 36 counties across the state or portions of those counties that will be open.
DNR biologist Gary Foster there telling us the aim is to trim the deer numbers in select areas where there are still more deer than the land is capable of carrying. But he adds there is another unique aspect of this season.
In these 36 counties, those are the counties where we're still exceeding our population levels where we want to be, and we feel that the taking of some additional antlerless deer in these counties, makes sense to try to help bring that population, those populations down in those counties. And the second thing that's kind of unique about these seasons is they provide there's something different, a new opportunity kind of during a time of the year when the temperatures hopefully it'll be a little warmer. One of the complaints that we commonly get from our muzzleloader season is it can be awfully cold in the middle of December and can impact participation, and especially for youngsters and
now
elderly.
There have always been concerns about opening a muzzleloading season before gun season, a practice that has not shown great results in neighboring states. But Foster says under these circumstances, they aren't too concerned about that.
Well, I really don't think so. It's separated by a considerable amount of time. It's an antlerless season only. It might affect deer movements to some degree, but I personally do not think it's a biologically sound season.
And considering the prevailing temperatures at the time, hunters need to be aware of that and be ready to get that deer butchered as quickly as it hits the ground. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.